Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey listeners, this is your host, Wim Liu. I wanted to let you know about a mini-series that we're doing here at Yahoo Sports Canada called Kawhi Watch, where me and Alex Wong break down the latest clues in Kawhi Leonard's huge free agency decision. You can find our 10-minute episodes on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube channel, aka the same place you find Inside the Green Room episodes, or you can just listen to the audio feed here on the Rapids Over Everything podcast feed. So without further ado, here's Kawhi Watch.
One week left before free agency, and Kawhi finally makes his decision. Bro, is he staying or what?
Yo, he was on Made of the Mist with his family. Like, he's gonna stay.
So I feel like it's been a lot of positive news in the last few days. I mean, yeah. Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports reported that the Raptors, Kawhi is seriously considering re-signing with the Raptors, and that's what rival executives are believing. We saw a very public tour of Kawhi in Toronto last week. He went to a Blue Jays game. He watched Eric Sogard reach base 5 times. What was your reaction when you saw Kawhi walk down the aisle and sit behind home plate?
Who is Eric Sogard?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. I
know you only watch basketball and Bruce Lee movies. He didn't need to be sitting like in such a public seat, like behind home plate. If he really wanted to just check a Jays game off his list, he could have just sat in a suite or something like that. And then after the Jays game, he also made a very public appearance with Cargojet, which is, I think, the company that provided Drake with his own private plane.
Yes.
So he signed on with that. He gave a little speech, I think, to the employees, took a photo.
Yep.
And also, he was wearing a Raptors championship hat.
Yep.
Again, another positive for me. Honestly, the whole thing is just a positive for me because he's not in a rush to leave Toronto right now. Like, Norm is already in San Diego.
Yeah.
Serge is in Paris just running Fashion Week.
Of course he is.
Yeah. So everyone's gone. Like, are you feeling the same thing as me, like, watching him kind of extend his stay in Toronto and do all these things?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he's having a great time. I mean, he went to Niagara Falls, like, you know, like, he's just having a blast, you know? I mean, I think if you endure all of winter in Toronto, you should at least stick around for at least an extra week to take in the summertime, because it is very beautiful and, like, there's a lot going on.
See, my conspiracy theory is that he's making all these appearances and there's all this footage from the Jays game, from the Cargojet, that it's going to get compiled into some kind of I'm coming back video.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all part of the footage.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's going to be some kind of, like, 2-minute footage that he's going to send out on Twitter on July 1st. I mean, either that or he's going to retweet one of the Kawhi Watch links.
I would love that.
It's Kawhi. Okay. You don't need to do this anymore.
Kawhi, if you're coming back, do it on this show, please.
The Clippers are making moves too, right? There's seven days left until free agency. Mm-hmm. Some fans, I believe, super fans, put up some billboards.
Super fans.
Yeah, super fans put up some billboards last night.
You know all those, like, really diehard Clipper fans have a lot of money to put up billboards? That definitely wasn't Steve Ballmer with a fake mustache.
So one is a California vanity plate that says Kawhi, which is actually the better of the two. The other one, they took a New Balance ad, the King of the North, and cross out North, so then it says King of SoCal.
Yeah.
Honestly, after seeing those billboards, my confidence shot up. Like, this is a pretty desperate move, even though it's from the fans.
First off, if you look in that license plate, it has July 2020 on it, which I feel like is more realistic, because Kawhi is probably going to at least stay in Toronto for one more year.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, you know, accurate.
And you know what? For me, when I look at that King of SoCal billboard, I'm like, you know, we were talking about how, like, the marketing just wouldn't translate in LA? Yeah. Like, I feel like that is, like, a preview or a hint of that. Like, those billboards just won't resonate the same way.
Okay, I mean, to compare it, we have King of the North billboards going up once a week at Yonge and Dundas, the most prime advertising real estate in Canada.
Spotted at least 2 Kawhi murals yesterday on Queen Street.
A couple
in
murals,
progress.
Right?
New murals, yeah.
And then the Clippers put up 2 signs on the highway? And they're
again,
bad
not
signs?
The Clippers. Officially not the Clippers.
Yeah, definitely.
Officially not Clippers. Yeah. It just doesn't strike me as any confidence coming from the other side right now.
Well, the reports are that they're, like, they're hyperventilating about the idea of not getting him.
Yeah.
They've been spending a lot of time in meetings figuring out who else they might potentially chase if they don't get Kawhi.
Yeah.
And it just, it's got a smacks of desperation. Although, I mean, I gotta say, from the Toronto side, we have a lot of desperation on our side too. Like, so much so that we need the mayor and our super fan to come out with a PSA of, like, leave Kawhi alone.
Yeah, leave Kawhi alone is good. But then they also started this website to get fans to sign a petition for Kawhi to stay. Which, that's not how free agency works. Like, that's just not how free agency works.
Yeah.
I think that's equally as bad as the billboards in LA. You were talking about them being stressed, right?
Yeah.
So there was a quote after the draft last week from their president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, that really stood out to me. He said that our focus is on free agency, but we're not putting all our eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Which to me was like, you did put your eggs in one basket all season. You came to every Raptors game. Steve Ballmer showed up courtside. You try to reportedly buy the Claw logo.
Yes.
Doc Rivers called Kawhi Michael Jordan during the playoffs and got a tampering fine.
Okay, that was unfair. That
yeah. But still, that's part of putting your eggs in one basket, though.
Sure.
Their focus has been on Kawhi. And so, you know, hearing that quote does also give me a sense, you know, that maybe they aren't as confident as they were at the start of the season, at the start of the playoffs, even at the end of the playoffs, when people were still saying that, you know, the Raptors have to catch up. To the Clippers.
This whole talk about catching up to the Clippers, it is funny because that came out like last week, and now the reports are that he's seriously considering. I know this from two different reporters, but I think it just goes to speak to like the fact that, you know, reports are reports. Reports are reports. And I think we should honestly focus more on what Kawhi said. And Kawhi said a lot of positive things, the whole thing. I mean, he said this is a coaching staff that understands him. This is the most fun he's had in any season ever. He feels embraced by the fan base. He feels trust within the organization. They've won. His whole goal is to stay healthy and to win a championship. Those are his two main goals. And explicitly, the Raptors have taken care of both of those things. So if that's what Kawhi wants and that's what Kawhi has said, then why are we sort of believing into sort of other reports that are about like, well, he might go here and here and here? It's like, he's already told you what he wants, and if you give him what he wants, he's not unreasonable. He's not just going to dip. So
yeah,
I feel good.
I think it just goes to the perception too, that people just keep wanting to think that nobody wants to play in Toronto. And I feel like that should have changed because of this playoff run, because they won a championship. But it seems like that's the perception that people still want to run with.
Even throughout the playoffs, right? The Raptors go through this grueling run, and then when they get to the finals, everyone was like, oh yeah, the Warriors are going to win. Even though they don't have KD, they don't have, you know, DeMarcus is not healthy.
It's very easy to write the Raptors off.
Everyone just wrote the Raptors off. And it was only after game one, they were like, oh, the Raptors can actually do something.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no kidding. They just swept the Bucks.
Yeah.
So it's just a whole general perception.
I love how you keep referring to it as a sweep.
It's a sweep. You lose four straight in the playoff series as a sweep.
Is
I don't
it
care
a Canadian
how many you lose.
Sweep or something?
That's a Canadian sweep. We were nice enough to them too.
I'm not sure, honestly, like, we can talk about all of this stuff, but what the Clippers can offer nothing except for their geographical location at this point. Like, that's it.
Their whole pitch is, well, I mean, my concern is, again, going back to what I said in the last episode of Kawhi Watch, I am concerned about in terms of, like, what off-court opportunities there might be in terms of marketing. Like, if there is some sort of, and this is the stuff that we're not really privy to and a lot of people don't report on, but, like, you know, if there are connections where it's not even just marketing, but hey, like, you know, we can bring in these amount of like revenue dollars, these sort of connections that we can give you that are only in LA that we can't give you in Canada, then like, okay, then that's what I'm concerned about. And that's why I'm not going to go 100% with anything.
So the Hisse confidence check, I know last time, I think we agreed on 75%.
Yeah.
So even before these terrible billboards went up and the Chris Haynes report that Kawhi is seriously considering re-signing.
Yeah.
We were playing soccer yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I told you I was at a solid 95%.
That's before the Chris Haynes
That's
report.
Before all
That's
of this.
Before,
I need you to confirm that.
Yeah, definitely.
I was already at 95. Here's my thing. I honestly think now it's down to Kawhi deciding whether he wants to sign a short-term deal or a long-term deal with the Raptors. Like, I really think he's weighing the benefits and the pros and cons of each option.
Okay, so I've been higher than you, usually. Yeah. So what's your number? And I'll see if I can meet it.
I'm at 95.
You're at 95.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm at 95. Yeah. Nothing is certain in life, but I'm gonna go 95.
Yeah. I'm gonna top out at 85.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever go higher than 85 unless I like see contract and paper and Kawhi signing with his big hands. Like, but I mean, I'm pretty close as well. 85.
Yeah.
I think that's what seriously considering means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously considering is
85%. Seriously considering plus the Raptors are in the driver's seat. Like, they are the favorites,
seat,
right?
Yeah. And I don't even think they have to pitch that much either.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So we should settle. Do you want to do 90 or should I just meet you at 85? You don't want to do 90?
Fine. Yeah. We'll average out to 90.
Okay,
that's
90%.
Mostly because of Alex,
90%. 90%. Yeah. This is my raps in five. This is my raps in five.
You're saying like raps in three right now.
So let us know if we're a little bit too confident with a week left. until Kawhi makes his decision. And Kawhi, if you're watching, this is an open invite for you to come on the show. If you want to talk about this once-in-a-lifetime decision with us, Will and I are here every day.
We don't go anywhere else. Yeah. We come here every day.
Yeah.
We sit in the same seats.
Yeah. We meet you at 9.
We only have coffee.
Yeah, we only have coffee.
And then we eat some sourdough bread or whatever.
Yeah, and that's it. And then we go play soccer. So if you need us to drop a location pin, let you know where we are, just let us know. Regardless, we'll be back later this week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.